This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Plainly Down a Rabbit Hole, the podcast which hopes to stimulate your interest in various subjects and you go searching off for more information via links on our Facebook page to sites on the internet or maybe books when the library opens sometime again. Mind you, there's online books, so that's quite good. And we'll also feature some music which may be new to you, and you can find some more on YouTube or Spotify. Hello, Luke. Where are you going, Luke?
I've got something in the oven, Pickle!
Oh, brilliant! So Lou has scurried off to make sure that our house is not going to be burning down while we speak. So I'll take this opportunity to let you know what's coming up in the podcast today. We're going to be talking, once again, about the psychological effects of lockdown. We decided to go here again because Lou and I have both noticed that our feelings towards lockdown have shifted, and you may be feeling something similar too. And there's further information on our Facebook page of various links on the internet that might be helpful. Then we'll be moving on to talk a bit about people who break the rules of lockdown. And finally, right near the end of the podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you a link to a BBC programme about the sound of lockdown, particularly the last part of that programme, which I found particularly poignant. Anyway, more about that later. Oh, anyway, I think that's Lou coming back. All right, Lou?
Sorry, Jane.
It's all right. I think that was brilliant. What a start. I do the introduction and then I see you disappearing. She's gone. Okay. But anyway, nothing's burned.
No.
Great. Okay, so, hi.
Hi.
How's life panning out?
Really hard. This last couple of weeks have been extremely challenging.
Right.
First few were manageable and almost enjoyable. I didn't really notice. But it's dragging on and I am missing the social contact. Right. Whereas in the beginning I was constantly calling people and FaceTiming, and I've slackened off on that, partly because I feel more lethargic and unmotivated. Right. But also it's just, things have slipped a bit. I realise that I need to increase those, and other friends have commented about that also, them needing to increase the connections again. And we have made times to schedule connections between myself and another friend, and that's great. I feel that's a really positive step, and I will continue increasing my social connections. The time has been challenging with school starting.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So, an 8-year-old boy, I don't know what they do at school all day, and I don't think that I can actually offer it. Where they run around and they play tag and they play all these different games that get them moving.
Yeah.
We can go for a bike ride, and we have done that, and we can play soccer or... It's just not quite the same as a classroom environment.
Yeah.
And it just requires my time. Yeah. I think all in all, my enthusiasm and my resolve to do what I'm meant to be doing during this time, that is waning. My get up and go in the morning is just slipping.
And what about your other child, 14-year-old?
Yeah. Lots of work. And I want to support her in every way I can. Again, I feel like I'm not managing to fix it, which is hard. There's stress that's involved with all the work that's been given to her.
Yeah.
I want to support her.
Think a bit of rational compassion goes a long way.
Yes. I love that word compassion. It's really important for me to remember compassion to myself and to them in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if this really helps, but bet you're not alone in feeling quite challenged by homeschooling. In fact, I suspect it's probably the norm.
Yes.
I'm not. This isn't just directed at you, but I'm sure that a lot of people will have a new regard for teachers. So from my point of view, I was going pretty well. I was actually surprised at how easy I was finding it. We've both found it harder the longer it's gone on. Probably serves us right for being patting each other on the back last time.
And you're not alone, Jane.
No, indeed. But anyway, I found it difficult. The worst day of all for me was the day that we went from level 4 to level 3. I suppose I didn't expect it, and woke up that morning, heard on the radio, reporters out there all around the country, standing on street corners and trying to gauge whether New Zealand had changed at all. And yes, it had. There was more traffic, more people going to work and so on. Cafes had managed to open to sell coffee as takeaways safely. And that was fine. I thought, well, that's good. And I realised that outside my house, the traffic was more. But then as the day progressed and I heard people were increasing their bubbles and it was so nice to have a bit of normality back in their lives. And I'm afraid I'm like everybody else and tend to compare myself with others. And I know I shouldn't do that, but I do it. And so by the end of the day, I felt actually quite low because I realised nothing has changed for me. We've gone from level 4 to level 3 and it's just the same. My bubble hasn't extended. It's still a bubble of 1. And I found that really quite difficult. And it was made worse then as well because I'd got involved in arguing with various people, most of whom I didn't know, on the internet about COVID-19 and some factual stuff and science and why they're doing this, that and the other thing. And I think
argument will never lift your spirits, will it?
Well, no, and it doesn't get you anywhere either. No, well-being just tumbles, you know, because I'm now annoyed.
Yeah.
And I'm in a bubble of 1, so who can I be annoyed with except myself, I suppose. That really didn't help me, and I had to stop, you know, so I pulled away from that. I'm not going to do that anymore. It doesn't.
So tell me about how you've come back from that. You seem to me to have come back.
Not doing that. And also, I tend to withdraw, and I know that a lot of people say that's not a good thing to do. It's not healthy. But it does work for me, as long as I don't do it for too long.
Yes.
But I don't want to, when I get like that, I don't want to have conversations about it. I need to think about, you know, what can be a benefit for me.
Yes.
And it's not talking to other people and sort of. I think another thing for me was that I was too busy. I'd got too many other things on as well. So where it's good to take your mind off feeling sorry for yourself, I did that and more. And so I felt overwhelmed. And that really didn't help me.
It's a really fine line between trying to have enough in your day to fill it up and then have an enjoyable sitting down in the evening, or being too much or being too little. Absolutely.
What did you do?
Was nice, just get out of my own head a bit. Talking to people online, I've found that this week has been much more manageable.
So as you can tell, Lou and I have both been in the doldrums a bit, but we have got better. And it's normal in such a situation. But if you're feeling a bit low and you want some more information or ideas, please do go to the Facebook page, Plainly Down a Rabbit Hole, where you'll find some links. Well, I think it's well overdue for a piece of music. This is Roseanne Cash with The Only Thing Worth Fighting For. Something else. Why is it that some people do not and will not keep to the rules? Why is that? What's going on? What's wrong with them? So there's a few websites, and I'll put links up so you can go and have a look. But there's a few reasons why some people find this very difficult. So I'm going to just list off a few. Some people apparently have trouble identifying personally with the pandemic. They feel fine and they don't know anybody who's been ill. So it sort of just doesn't kind of enter their consciousness fully. I find that quite hard to believe. But anyway, some people are, and this I do kind of understand, are in information overload, which we are actually contributing to by talking about it. But I can see how that could happen. You just, I've had enough. I can't stand it any longer. And you start actually breaking the rules because you just, I can't go there anymore. Another one is that they hear, particularly on the internet and particularly in social media, I suppose, they hear contradictory news or just listening to President Trump. Actually, that'll do it.
Yeah.
And it makes them feel as if, well, hell, nobody really knows anything about this. Or they'll do things like, well, a few weeks ago they were saying something blah-de-blah. They would say whatever, and now it's different.
Yes.
But they don't trust it. So it means it's all rubbish, so I don't have to take any notice. And they unfortunately don't go out and try to find out why that is so and you know, be a bit more rational about it. I think some people, it's sort of a wish fulfillment or they think it's a conspiracy theory. And so it's all just a hoax. It's fake news. And so it doesn't pertain to them. In fact, I'm going to break all the rules just to show you that it's all rubbish. And I won't get it. Yeah, well, Boris Johnson sort of took that method, didn't he? Look where it got him. He nearly died. There's a Canadian study that's been done since the lockdowns that people tend to react to such serious news in three different ways. This is not hard to understand, by the way. One way is that they overreact.
Yep.
And those people are the ones that go and buy all the toilet rolls. That's what they've all gone. And then there's the underreactors. You know, it can't be true. Rubbish.
She'll be right.
And so that they're the ones that just, you know, don't really engage in it. They don't feel as if they're susceptible.
No.
And then there's the people, of course, in the middle who you know, are not buying toilet rolls, but they are keeping to the rules, which is fortunately the majority of us. Oh, well, some people just think that their well-being, their way of living, supersedes everybody else's. They're way more important than the average person. So special rules apply to them. And anything other, you know, if they have their rights, as they think of them as having rights, which I think is actually the wrong word to use, but they would probably use it. Their rights being violated is just, oh, I can't do that.
Arrogance.
Oh, absolute arrogance. There's just one more.
Okay.
No, sorry, there's two more, but I'm near the end. Some people are struggling with their own issues of loneliness, are struggling with mental health problems, particularly the longer we stay in lockdown. And then it becomes, for some people, a balance between doing the right thing for themselves and others and doing the right things just for themselves, i.e. addressing loneliness issues, mental health problems. And my last one is some people, of course, just make a mistake. They are not fully conversant with what the rules are, and they just genuinely make a mistake. Fortunately, the vast majority of New Zealanders have stuck by the rules. So let's celebrate that fact by listening and maybe even dancing to Dougie McLean's All Together.
United in this nation, we rebuild and we restore. We are as Mother Nature's children as we dance around the floor.
All together, all as one. All together,
relentlessly we're dancing on.
All together, all as one. All together,
relentlessly we're dancing on. We are invisible on these dancing feet. We're shape and shadowless, revolving to the one eternal beat. With hearts connected, we turn the other around. We are as Mother Nature's children as we dance upon the ground. How the turning silver falls, exhilarated, we've seen this place before. We are as Mother Nature's children as we dance around the floor.
All together, all as one. All together,
relentlessly we're dancing on.
You enjoy it. See, I could see you dancing. It's great. Very, very creative. You have a very novel way of dancing. It's where you don't move much. It occurs to me that you might be wondering what the joke is. Well, I'm pulling Lou's leg. She doesn't actually get to hear the music when we record together. It's something that I add at the editing stage. Anyway, on with the show. The other day I was listening to a podcast. It's a BBC programme. I love the BBC, you might have noticed. And the series is called Seriously. And I don't think it was all necessarily about sound since the lockdown, but most of it was. And it was all good. I enjoyed all of it. But the segment towards the end was really, really poignant for me. It was recorded by a guy in a high-rise New York apartment, really small apartment, on a normally very busy street. And he doesn't speak all that much. there's long periods of silence to emphasize just how silent New York has become. And he misses it. He misses the buzz of traffic, New Yorkers shouting at each other, the interaction of people. After a few weeks in lockdown, he started to get, like we've talked about, that the whole thing got harder and harder. And one day he was having a particularly hard day. He'd heard in previous days at 7 o'clock in the evening that people were setting off a cheer and making sound, banging pots and pans and whistling and so on, clapping, giving a round of applause to all those people who haven't got the option of staying home and being safe. They had to go and work in the hospitals or at the supermarket checkouts and clear the rubbish, attend to sewerage and so on, that kept the rest of us safe. And he hadn't partook of any of this until this one day where he was feeling particularly low. And he went out onto a little balcony and stood there and he listened. And then he joined in. And it lifted his spirits no end. Really was a turning point for him. So every evening now, just before seven, he opens up his windows and listens. And you hear it on the podcast. And it gradually grows. There's a wave of sound that comes from all these high rises all around him. I thought it was really poignant listening to it. Well, the time is really rushing by, Lou. We need to go. As always, you can find links on our Plainly Down a Rabbit Hole Facebook page. And I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. My name's Jane Pierce, and I can hear the music. Can you? Yeah, great to talk to you as always, Lou. The music's getting louder and we need to go. So bye.
Bye.